Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, Ernie, what are you doing?
Fixing the truck to haul that pen over for my cows.
Well, my pen's all bent up. Well, it wouldn't hold anything.
Will, too. Betty Lou, my oldest daughter, hasn't lived for a week.
Ernie.
I can't get her a new one like yours. I ain't made out of money.
Well, neither am I, Ernie, but I have contacts at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
You mean you know Super Go Bob? What's he look like?
Well, the prices are super at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. They even helped me draw up the plans for the new corral out there. And then the price is the best I've seen in months.
You have a cape?
Who?
Super Go Bob.
Oh, Ernie, Go Bob is super at saving folks money on building fence and corrals and lots of other things. You see, when I want my cattle to stay where I put them, I always build pens and fences with Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Why don't you call Go Bob or look him up on the web at GoBob.com.
I'll call and ask for Super Go Bob. I can't wait to talk to that guy.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at these cattle futures here this morning. You know what? For the cattle, not great, but we did see improvement as they finished modestly higher yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. As we did trade mix yesterday, both live cattle and feeder cattle. But as you said, Dave, they managed to have a positive close. But one thing of concern is they failed to score any new highs for the week in the process. Now, the choice box beef was up 3 cents yesterday. Select boxes up $1.47 on a total movement of 145 loads. Cattle kill came in 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 47 cents. And up north, there has been some 133 and 134 cash trade in the Nebraska area especially, but nothing in the south yet. Lean hogs yesterday closed negative after making new highs for the current move to the upside. February live cattle yesterday were 50 cents higher on the close. March feeders up 20 cents. February lean hogs down 27.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures here this morning, the corn and the soybeans able to finish positive yesterday, but the wheat futures were lower yesterday.
That's right, Dave. After trading mixed on Wednesday, only the wheat futures closed on the negative side. Interesting is that only the wheat was able to make a new high for the week, despite the fact that they closed negative, while the corn and the soybeans did not make new highs for the week, but did close on the positive side. It appeared yesterday that the overly bullish price action that occurred back on Tuesday following the USDA numbers lacked any follow-through to the upside yesterday. Now, trading overnight has been lower in moderate trading volume. At the moment, March KC wheat down 4.5, March corn trading 2.25 lower, March soybeans down 1.25, March cotton down 11 points, February crude oil is 43 cents higher, the March dollar index is down 5 cents, and March Dow Jones futures holding 71 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.